It's the 23rd of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The issuance last year of an urgent notification protocol by the Chief Inspector of Prisons called for urgent action to be taken to resolve a number of major problems at Bedford Prison. Those include overcrowding, prisoner violence towards staff and other prisoners, issues with self-harm, the use of illegal drugs and limited access to outside their cell. There were also challenges with vermin infestations, mould and broken windows. HM Chief Inspector of Prisons Charlie Taylor said it was clear that the new Governor and Deputy Governor were taking the concerns raised at the last inspection seriously, but they acknowledged there was still much to do. The reopening of the Bedford Renal Unit was welcomed earlier this week by Bedford and Kempston's MP Mohammed Yazing following two previous closures this year. Patients who suffer with kidney failure are unable to expel toxins removed from the blood and regularly require the life-saving dialysis treatment provided by the facility. A naturally occurring gas explosion, which left a home in the Cleat Hill section of Bedford engulfed in flames, has led to the continued displacement of property owners in the surrounding area. Emergency accommodation has been set up for those affected, and a plan that would allow residents to retrieve essential items from their homes is currently in the works. A gas pressure build-up at the affected address led to one fatality, and a woman remains in critical condition at an area hospital. A new smart charge hub for electric vehicles is now being offered outside Sainsbury's in Biggleswade. The Smart Charge brand, which provides ultra-rapid electric vehicle charging at 61 other Sainsbury's locations, is also owned by the supermarket chain. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.